Now, this morning in my sermon, I want to risk being a little personal and share with you what have been some of my joy and fear about Lent recently. And the joy has been unexpected because I've been quite fearful of Lent coming up. My self-discipline has been slacking, and I wasn't sure how I'd cope with the extra of Lent. Even before Lent began, we, among our kind of clearing the things out, we had our last pre-Lenten donut social in our theology lounge, and I went to the donut social. I saw all the donuts, and I didn't have a donut. I didn't have a donut because I had two donuts. And then I had a brownie, and then I had some ice cream. It was coconut chocolate chip ice cream. So I had this fear that I'd been struggling with self-restraint in ordinary discipline. How on earth was I going to cope with Lent? And yet that isn't how it's been this last half week. I've had a sense of the truth that actually our Lenten focus shifts into today on this first Sunday of Lent, namely the focus of being with Jesus in the desert. Every first Sunday of Lent, that's always where the liturgy takes us, to be with Jesus in the desert. If you think what the last few days of Lent have given us, we had Ash Wednesday when we started the warfare, when the liturgy, the prayers of the church spoke about how there is a campaign that we have entered into, that we were urged to take up the weapons of self-restraint, of prayer, of fasting, of almsgiving. The last few days, then, in our readings at Mass and in the office of readings, we've been told how to use these weapons of self-restraint, about how you have to have a bit of all of these things, that you can't just have prayer, you can't just have fasting, you can't just have almsgiving. We each need some extra prayer in our Lenten discipline, some extra self-denial, some extra generosity. In our gospel today, we heard of Jesus being tempted. And we get tempted all the time. We get tempted in a particular way in Lent. But to be tempted in Lent should feel different. To be tempted in Lent should, in a very real way, despite all the extras we've taken on, to be tempted in Lent in a very real way should feel easier. That what's different about our Lenten temptation is that in a very direct way, the Lord is with us even more explicitly. So this image of Jesus in the desert given to us this first Sunday of Lent, there are kind of two obvious ways in which we can think of how he's with us. There's the fact that he has come to us. He is with us. He didn't need to be tempted. He went and was tempted in the desert for our sake. But then, kind of in reverse, in this season we go to be with him. That in Lent we go into the desert because he went into the desert before us. We go into prayer and fasting because he went into prayer and fasting before us. So that in our Lenten practices, we don't struggle alone. So while it's possible to have a sense of fear about all that we take on with Lent, is it going to be too much? The authentic sense of Lent, our authentic sense of our Lenten penance, should be this is with Jesus. What am I doing? I'm going to be with Jesus. That I'm thinking of him in the desert. Now, I'm a moral theologian, which means, among other things, I want to specify the things I'm doing. the moral act, the moral object of my action in my Lenten discipline has to have in the mental configuring of what I'm choosing an awareness that I'm choosing to be with Jesus in a particular way. That my moral choice in all my practices in Lent is a choice in a particular way to choose to be with Jesus. So to bring this to some practical focus, two examples. So first example, particularly for those of you doing Exodus 90 or Exodus 40, just the practice during Lent, the cold shower. What are you thinking? What are you choosing? What are you doing in the cold shower? That water is coming out and it's cold. What are you thinking? I need to be thinking, Lord, I'm going to be with you. I'm doing this not just for you, but with you. It's not just about manning up. It's not about just estovia. It's about being with Jesus. Now, in our seminary, we do try to man up. We do tell the men to be manly. If you listen to the things the men say to each other in our seminary, our theologians this year, there's been the phrase, push the rock. Our collegians and propedudes in particular have been saying literally, estovia, be a man, be manly. But that can't be a vision of manliness that is all about my willpower, my strength, me. It's got to be a manliness that's about union with him. He is the man. My being manly is about being united to him. I checked this with our Latin scholar this morning, but estovir would become esto cum viro, be with the one who is manly, be with the manly one, if you want to be the man. Our Latin scholar pointed out I had the verb ending wrong, the preposition and the declension, but other than that, my Latin was fine. So authentic Lent, when we're doing something, when you're taking the cold shower, you need to be thinking, what am I doing? I'm doing this with Jesus. Now finally, last point, last example, the donut. The non-donut, the donut that I'm not eating, the Boston cream that is from Tim Hortons just next door, that it's got that fluffy pastry on the outside. Inside there's that rich, creamy custard filling. There's that dark chocolate coating on the top, and I'm not having it. For 40 days, I'm not having it. And the thing is this, why am I not having it? I'm not having it because I want to be with Jesus in a particular way. That it's not just, I'm gonna be strong, I'm gonna be tough, but I know there's a particular way I can be united to Jesus by doing what he did, by fasting. I want to not have the donut in order that in this act of not having the donut, I'm gonna be with Jesus. I want to be with Jesus in this act. And that gives me an inner strength. It gives me an inner joy. I want to do this. I want to be with Jesus. And this is this special way in Lent. Especially in Lent, to be with him. So in summary, I've been trying to make a very simple point. I've been talking about myself a lot, because I struggle with this. Lenten temptation, when it's falsely conceived, is something to be afraid of. Lenten temptation, when it's falsely conceived, is just a whole long list of new things to fail in, fail in that extra prayer, fail in that extra penance, fail in that extra generosity. But when Lenten temptation is authentically conceived, it's about a new way to be with Jesus. His union with us, as he was also tempted, but in particular, our union with him. Going to be with him in these special acts, as he was fasting, denying himself in the desert, we go, I want to be with him. And if that's what's in my thoughts, then Lent will be a time of lightness, not heaviness, of joy, not sadness, and of strength, not fear and failure. So let's ask the Lord, let's rejoice with the Lord that Lent should be this light, joyful season for us too.